show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by a scathing PowerPoint presentation on how Lord, through melodrama, was being shady slash probably still being shady.
100% were slash are being shady and deaf boning if nothing else. Lena sucks too, but this is bullshit and the people deserve the truth.
That's right. That existed and somebody made it their life mission to create this in order to provide us, the populace, with the facts, the real truth about what happened between Jack Antonoff, Lord, and who?
Lena Dunham.
Oh, well, on that refreshing note, this is a song called I Love My Wife by a band called Touchdown Jesus.
All right. Don't you know it's still hip to be square? We shake and sway enough to see the far-off ship sink down in the bay. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to really, really, really get to know you, because I've got all the time in the world. No, I've got all the time in the world. When I get home, you're the first I see. Come around for a kiss on the cheek. My evening commute ain't got nothing on a face like yours. We can watch whatever you like, or we can talk about whatever
good at creating meaning that if we start to look for clues, we will find them. We will find them. We will find them. We will find them.
Hello and welcome back or to the speaking talk show portion of this show. And what is the show, you ask? Why, it's I Come From The Mountain. Yes, it is that show. That show.
This show.
This show. This, that, those shows, perhaps. Those episodes.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's fairly plural.
Hello.
Hello.
You're listening to I Come From The Mountain. You just heard a whole bunch of songs that may have some relative connection to a unknown scandal involving Lorde and Lena Dunham.
It's not unknown. This is like a 29-page PowerPoint presentation that surfaced like, I want to say 10 years ago. That is still hilarious to this day because I opened it again. And it... never fails to make me laugh, I tell you. It's like, you know the gif of Charlie Day connecting the red string and looking crazily at the camera?
Yeah.
That's what this document is.
So what we have landed on is that at least one person in this world thinks that this was a huge thing that needed to be exposed to the general public.
Yes. Yeah. They, in fact, say that the people deserve the truth. It's stated in the title.
I mean, isn't that the truth, though? I think we all deserve the truth. We deserve the truth in so many areas of our life. So maybe that's right. Maybe we should be asking for the truth even from these small moments. These unreachable people, these people like Lorde who like don't care who I am or who this person that wrote the PowerPoint is necessarily.
Yeah, like these people live in what I like to call clown town. It's just like any person famous enough to live in a separate world outside of like our regular person world. Like us making up weird stories and connecting the dots between like song lyrics and things they've said to magazines is the fun that we get to have, I would say.
Yeah, I think that that's true. I think that is the fun we get to have. It's almost like the mythologizing of these like normal people that have only, whose only power over the rest of our existence is truly that they have money. Because I don't want to say that Lena Dunham and Lord and Jack Antonoff are not talented in their own right, but like what truly separates them from other talented people is that they have money and they're talented. Right.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And that's actually the separator, because like you, the listener, know somebody who is probably pretty funny or like is a good singer, maybe is even a good songwriter. Like, you know, the odds are actually quite in your favor to have someone in your life who is particularly talented at something. But the odds are not in your favor to know somebody who is so wealthy that they only hang out with A, other wealthy people, and then we as the proletariat of the world have to laugh at the greatness of the gods because it's the only power we have over the gods,
laughing
right?
Laughing at the greatness of the gods is the best way to
it's
to
like
put
the Mount
scenario.
Olympus, the drama of Mount Olympus of the modern time, you know? So
yeah, I am laughing all the way up the social hierarchy.
Anyway, back to the music that inspires this conversation. You just... As is customary for the show, we'll work our way back. You just heard a song by a band called Staticlone called This Light Burns Like Poison off of their album Better Living Through Static Vision. This is a little bit of a factoid, which is the lead singer and guitar player of this band is famously of Blacklisted. Famously used here extremely loosely for the people that might know who Blacklisted was, but great hardcore band from Philadelphia, and George Hirsch, the vocalist, is I've always really loved this work. I think Staticlone's in a really weird place, though, because to me it sounds like totally burnout music in like a good way, but it is like weirdly burnout music. Mm-hmm. Like it sounds like the music that you would write after you've had that big hardcore band, and now you're just like writing music for you, man. And that is what this sounds like, which is not a bad thing. Is it better than Blacklisted? Probably not, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. before that, you heard from Teen Mortgage, a song called Possessed, off of their new album, Devil Ultrasonic Dream.
F yeah, dude.
Oh, good catch. Good catch.
Yeah, sorry.
I got to note something, and maybe this is like so, like, maybe this is nothing, but like, this also got put on Roadrunner Records.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, Roadrunner is making...
We're onto something.
Roadrunner's making moves. Like, they got Teen Mortgage, they have Deaf Heaven, they got Turnstile. Like, I have a prediction that the next big band that they're going to sign is Chappile, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's all stuff that was coming out around the same time because Teen Mortgage's first EP, I think, came out in 2019.
Yeah.
And it immediately hit my radar like it's like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh my God, F yeah, I've been waiting for this. And it's the same time as Chappile put out their first EP. So I guess I'm doing my own like Lord conspiracy red string thing where I'm like, they came out the same year.
Do you think there's beef between Chappile and Teen Mortgage?
No, but I think.
Do you think that they both dated Jack Antonoff?
I think there's a Tash clone that works in that job that is like my more successful counterpart.
Well, and so speaking of Teen Mortgage and Roadrunner, then the band we previously was actually Turnstile, also putting out an album on Roadrunner Records called Never Enough. And that song was called Birds. And second in line was Pigpen, a song called Mental Mentality from their album Mental Madness, which I did have to say with that inflection.
Yeah.
And then we started today's set with Touchdown Jesus, a song called I Love My Wife, which is like such a funny song title. And from their EP, it's All Feast or Famine, which ain't it the truth, y'all.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a good little album.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's like five songs, I think.
Yeah, it is.
They're very confusing and high energy and a little bit all over the place, but I like the vibes of it.
I feel like confusing and high energy is just like where music is landing these days often. It's like confusing and high energy. Yeah, band that we're not playing. At least I don't think we're playing. Technically, if we did play them, we'd have to mark it as a hit, which is quite wild. Well, maybe, because it's not quite a hit yet. The band we're talking about is Sleep Token. And
oh,
we,
God.
And we see, you weren't quite sure where I was going
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I was like, who?
Yeah, it's Sleep Token. Because it was brought to my attention that Sleep Token is one of the greatest metal bands of our time, apparently. So I have to check it out.
According to what
authority? I don't know. UK Metal Hammer UK. I don't know. Metal Hammer UK. Maybe. Like... Anyway, you know, Sleep Token's a weird band. Like, I think they're a fun band to examine because their influences are literally all over the place, and I'm not sure any of it works, but clearly it works for enough people that they've topped the UK metal charts that, to me, it's like, wow, isn't this just such a telling thing of, like, how music listenership has changed and how we engage in music and genre. And, like, look, I don't particularly love what Sleep Token's doing, but can I commend them for essentially writing music that is like reflective of where our mental state is as like a consumer society of music? Then yeah, I can totally do that.
Yeah, I mean, also because it feels like it's just taking all those genres and just straight up pandering. Like, it's very easy to engage with the sounds, and I kind of feel like yes to that, but I don't think it's authentic. I think is what I'm like dancing around in. It's like a real like hot topic to talk about, like authenticity, whatever. But it does feel like it was really corny and really trying to pander to those tastes and that palette. And it's like there are tons of other people working in a sort of collage state with music that are not doing so in a way that's like, hey, I know you like this. I'm going to speed food it to you right now. Like, it's kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's reflective. It's everyone likes it, therefore there's not a lot to like about it. Is that too harsh?
Did you say speed food it to you?
I meant.
I'm sorry. Like, I like
I was
lost.
You didn't hear that.
I like lost part of that because I'm fairly certain when you meant like spoon feeding.
Speed.
You said speed fooding, which
yeah.
is
actually
better as a term.
Yeah,
I think
very cool. It's the opposite of being spoon fed.
Sped. Should we play a Sleep Token song? Like, how do we feel about that? Does that ruin our cred as a?
We could play it because we were just talking about it.
All right. Well, do we play a song we've already heard, or do we take a chance on something later in the album?
Let's play something that we haven't heard yet.
Okay.
So
this is
everyone's new.
Then you know what? Here we go. One of the first hits we'll ever play on. Well, it's not a hit yet, but it'll probably become a hit. On I Come From the Mountain, the song's called Damocles. Damocles? Yeah, probably Damocles.
Beats me.
By Sleep Token off of their new off of their new album Emergence.
Well, I've been waking up under blades, blue blossom days. If only Damocles would hit me back. No alabaster carvings or faces on a farthing would prevent my head from fading to black. And it feels like falling into the sea, from outer space in seconds to me. And I play discord and days on until they look like harmony. When the river runs dry and the curtain is cold, how will I know if I can't see the bottom? Come up for air and choke on it all. No one else knows that I've got a problem. What if I can't get up and stand tall? What if the diamond days are all gone? And who will I be when the empire falls? Wake up alone. Well, I know I should be touring. I know these chords are boring, but I can't always be killing the game. No golden grand pianos or voices from the shadows will do anything but feel the same. And it feels like somewhere way up over the peak.
can't see the bottom. Come up for air and choke on it all. No one else knows that I've got a problem. What if I can't get up and stand tall? What if the dawning days are all gone? And who will I be when the empire falls? Wake up alone and I'll be forgotten. We'll be right back.
another day to start all over again.
Go where you wanna go, into the mine, I don't mind, into the night, travel light. Fade. travel light, travel light, travel light.
like a dagger. I see God in the arid sky right before the day breaks. I'm raised from bones and stiff lament with a steel frame. I follow snakes who ask mountains. I don't stop for no man, woman, or child. And wet horizons, and all the voices in the churches, they sing in lullabies. We watch florid sunrise through sleepless eyes, and we run between the legs of Captain Stock by a campfire. In between the legs of Captain Stock.
Welcome. You are listening to I Come From The Mountain, and you just heard a song about a feeling we all know well, about when dogs just bark at each other in the middle of the night. One starts, the other one...
Starting the bark triangle.
Starting the bark triangle.
One dog in the dark starts it, and another dog hears it and continues it on, and then a dog in the distance continues it on, and it, maybe it's not a triangle, maybe it's
more of a line,
infinity
really.
Symbol.
So that was Civic with Starting the Dogs off of their new album, Chrome Dipped. Before that, you heard from Jazz Enthusiast Reservoir with Matt Gold, a song called Dewey off of their upcoming album, Horizon. Before that, you heard local cryptid Destroyer, a song called Travel Light, which is the closing track off of his album, Dan's Boogie. Before that, you heard from Fox Warren, Andy Shove's other project beyond his angelic little self-titled project called Deadhead. The album's called Two. Before that, you heard from Men I Trust, the second offering from Men I Trust in the last couple months. First, we had Equus Asinus, and now we have Equus Caballus, a song called Husk 2025. Before that, the quote-unquote real metal song you heard was from Holy Fawn, a song called Beneath a Lightless Star, which is a single that of a yet unreleased release. And we started off with a question more than a song, really, which was Sleep Token, a song called Damocles, from their new album, sure to be a hit among the UK metal scene, Emergence. And, well, you got something to say?
No, I just realized that that was a lot of different songs with different thoughts attached to them, so I wasn't sure where to even begin. Like, how do you do this?
Where do you want to begin? We only have, like, 5 minutes, so.
Give us some thoughts about what we just heard.
Give us some
Yeah. Civic.
I mean, Civic was great. I really like that. I like that vibe. I like the kind of like rumble tumble of it. It kind of reminded me a little bit of like Nick Cave's work, like early Nick Cave, like kind of like really jazzing it up and, you know, like that kind of energy. So
also
here for that.
Also a little bit of that gothy like Bambara
stuff. Totally. Less edgy than Bambara though.
Yeah, which is good.
Though Bambara is good, but.
Yeah,
but
the
definitely
only times
too edgy.
In which they're not good is when they go a little too corny, and
too
I'm
edge.
Not on. I don't get on the train. I just stand and watch it go by.
The thought I did want to come up with, but we got to move quickly through this thought is like Sleep Token. One of the lines was legitimately him saying that he writes boring melodies and boring words in that last song, which pairs nicely with that song we listened to earlier, which had that whole line about like the beautiful prison that the stage is. and to me it's like truly one of those like call for help moments of like, is this man okay? He also goes by the name Vessel because all the members of Sleep Token are vessels, and so
spend less money on production and more money on getting writers in the room.
And so I feel like maybe Vessel is actually trying to tell us that they're stuck, that they're trapped in this lifestyle of theirs where they are one of the biggest metal quote-unquote metal bands in the scene right now. So just funny, you know, the messages you hear in the subliminal messaging between lines and poetics and thoughts and ruminations and the red cord that we connect to talk about things like Lord and Jack Antonoff and that other person whose name I forgot at this point.
Lena Dunham, yep. Also, Taylor Swift is in there.
Oh.
I don't know why.
But she's always in it now.
Yeah. She's a minor player. Slide 4.
We leave you with the final slide of this show now. This is a song by a band named Friendship, and it is called Caveman. No, sorry. It is called Resident Evil, and the album is called Caveman Wakes Up. So we leave you with that. Up next is The Real World. We're going to try to really hurry through this as much as a song can be hurried through to let Real World get in here and do their thing. So without further ado, thanks for listening to us once again. This has been I Come From The Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM Always. Discorder comes out tomorrow. Go to Music Ways, pick up the issue and all of that. And after that, goodbye for now, Radio World.
I've been having some bad ones, and I gotta know what they mean. Something wicked in the air. Shirts piled on a chair. Shirts piled on a chair. Smell of a stranger lurking in my house. Thank you. guess this is how some people live. Some shithead in my living room playing Resident Evil, playing Resident Evil. Dreamed what I would do to stay alive. Something lurking in the dark. Ethan, what happened to your wife? Only natural to dream. I've been having some bad ones, and I gotta know. Shithead in my